All this week, we're looking at some of the amazing stories that come from the cancer treatment and research centres here in the north of England. Today, we hear from a young woman whose family never thought she'd be here to tell her tale. Helen Dixon was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukaemia when she was a toddler, and after one set of successful treatment at the Great North Children's Hospital, relapsed again. Well, she tells us her memories of when she was ill.
My mum tells me of one time where I got quite a bad infection and my temperature went sky high, and, you know, everyone was rushed to the hospital because they didn't know what was going to happen. One time there was a chemo that I was allergic to. I had a really bad allergic reaction and I couldn't move my eyes, and then everything started going black and I couldn't see. It kind of seems normal to me. When I talk about it with people, they're like, oh my God, that was my life. That was just the way it was. It was normal.
And I asked Helen if her illness made her feel isolated from her friends and other children her age.
I was always in hospital and there was things I couldn't do that they could. They made my joints quite sore, so I remember the first time and the second time I couldn't walk. So my mum had to teach me how to walk again. And when I was kind of in remission the second time, I couldn't do PE as much as other children because my ankles would hurt. I couldn't walk very far. And there's just stuff I just didn't have the energy to do.
Well, after a second round of successful treatment, Helen was given the all clear and has just finished her degree, where she went back to the Great North Children's Hospital for her final project.
I took documentary portraits of some of the children who are currently suffering from cancer or in remission, and it was quite an eye-opener thinking that was me. Some of the children there are just truly inspirational, and just the way that they cope with it, it was just such a good project and I really want to continue it at some point.
And while any parent celebrates their child graduating, for Helen's mum and dad, it was an extra special day.
When I graduated this year, my mum actually cried and she was like, we didn't think they'd actually make it. They didn't know what was going to happen. It was just so happy for her to see me like get a degree and obviously move up.
And now Helen's putting her photographic skills to good use, working in a hospital providing medical photography. Tune in at 2 p.m. tomorrow to hear another success story from one of the north of England's biggest cancer treatment centres, when we hear from a mum who was afraid her newborn daughter would grow up without her.